Hi, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom on BBS Radio. Very happy to be here tonight. Very happy to have everyone with us. And a wonderful, happy Father's Day to all those dads out there, both on the planet and off the planet. Hope all is well with you. Looking forward to hearing some chat tonight. Hope you folks can call in. Love to be able to talk to you, answer your questions, and help you get a better sense of what the Akashic Records are all about in your life. The call-in numbers for tonight's program of Akashic Wisdom is toll-free. You want to call 877-876-5227 in Canada. If you want to call toll-free, it's 888-815-9756. And if you're out of the country, you want to dial our country code of 01, and then the telephone number is 530-876-3222. Now, these are not rollover numbers, so you're going to want to know that when you call, I will talk to you. And if you call in at that same number, it may be busy, but please keep trying. I want to talk to everyone that wants to talk to me. The Akashic Records, for those people who are not familiar with them, are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. They carry the energetic encoding of not only your soul's intention for this lifetime, but hold information from a galactic point of view of everything that is living now or has ever lived. And so we can find out lots of information about what's going on in our lives from a core issue point of view by listening to the Akashic or working with the Akashic Records. Now, for those people who do find a busy signal when they do call in, what I'd like to share with you is you can email me questions at akashicwisdom@aol.com. That's akashicwisdom@aol.com. You can also, if you want to, check out my website. That's akashicwisdom.com. And I want you to know that again, for those people who are just tuning in or new listeners, I work with the Akashic Records. I'm a certified Akashic Records teacher and consultant, and I'm certified by an organization by the name of Akashic Record Consultants International. You can find out more about Akashic Record Consultants International by going to www.arc-akashicrecords.org. Now, many of you might be familiar with the Akashic Records from Edgar Cayce. Edgar Cayce actually accessed the Akashic Records to do his reading. The difference between what Edgar Cayce does and what I do and what I've been taught to do and what I teach people to do is Edgar Cayce accessed the records through trance. So what was happening is he would go into trance and would channel an entity that would give the information. When I open up the Akashic Records of a person or a piece of land or a business or myself, if I open my own records, I'm doing it consciously. I use a holy prayer, and the prayer itself is a vibrational key that shifts the energy to make the information accessible. So when you hear me talk about accessing your records, opening your records, and working with that, you'll have a better idea of what I'm talking about. And even if you go up to the show's information, there's real detailed information of how I work with the Akashic Records, and that's even on the BBS Radio .com site. So if you just go over and click on to the Akashic Wisdom part of the lineup, you can actually access a lot of information on the Akashic Records. or you can just email me for free information. Also want to mention, too, that I'm going to be offering a Level 1 Akashic Records workshop where you learn how to access your own records at the end of June here in Cleveland, Ohio. It's going to be on June 30th and July 1st, as well as it's going to be, we have one coming up, a level one and two coming up at the end of July here in Cleveland. Now, we also have a level one and level two coming up in San Diego in September, the end of September, and in Minnesota in mid-November. So we've got some classes coming up that you can have your choice of traveling to if you'd like. And please call me, and I'm happy to talk to you about what your interests are and how the workshops can benefit you if you want more information. And my private telephone number is 216-691-1233. And please feel free. You can call that 24/7. If I'm not here, the voicemail will get it, and you won't disturb a person. No, won't wake me up. Don't worry. So no matter what time zone you're on, you can always give a call. Okay, so let's talk about the Akasha. Well, you know, today is Father's Day, and there's a lot of dads that are enjoying the love of their families, and there are a lot of dads that have a hard time being dads. They don't know how to be dads because their dad was either absent or they didn't have any strong male figures in their life. And one of the interesting things about that is if you have that situation going on and would like more insight, do give a call tonight. Let's talk about it. Talk about why that situation happened in your life, or if you have a pattern in your life that you would like to get more clarity on. We can certainly open up the records and find out what's going on for you and how that's affecting your life and what the core issue is on that. But if you're out there and you're listening, and a lot of people have issues with their fathers because men are unfortunately not taught how to have strong emotions. Although they have the strong emotions, they just have a hard time expressing them. And so one of the things that the Akashic Records can do to help is to help you understand how to get more in touch with your own emotions so that you can then express them better. So whether you're a male or female and have a hard time with emotions, the Akashic Records can help you. One of the messages that has been coming forward around the records and the information coming forward from the records is very much about human beings preparing themselves and their children around thinking logically and thinking in a way that allows them to move into a responsible way of viewing life and circumstances. One of the things that the Akashic Records, masters, teachers, and loved ones, the whole realm of the work, is really about taking responsibility for your life's purposes and events in this way. For example, everyone has issues that happen that can be less than wonderful. I mean, there's traumatic things that happen. We have a choice in our life to allow that to those circumstances or situations to rule our life by the way that we talk about those situations or what we tell ourselves they mean or don't mean in our lives. Or we can look at those circumstances as circumstances we can learn from, we can work with, and we can enhance. And so that's one thing the records can help you understand, is the deeper meaning to circumstances, situations, and people in your lives. So if that's something that you would like to talk about tonight, please give a call. Again, the U.S. toll-free number here is 877-876-5227, or if you're in Canada, 888-815-9. 877-207-9756. Or if you're out of the country or you just want to call direct, that's great. That telephone number, if you're out of the country, is country code 01 and area code 530-876-3222. Okay, one of the things that I would like to also share with you, and on occasion when I'm not able to make a show, I have a pre-recorded show, or I will have the folks send in or play a show from before that was particularly informative. It's those days that I don't mean not to be with you. It's just that I can't be with you because of either a time zone or a location situation. So I hope you understand. However, that should not stop you from emailing me questions. Please do. Even if I'm not live on the show and you're listening and you have a question, email that question right off to me and I will respond to it and use that question the next time I'm live on the air. Just for your own information, I'm going to be here until the weekend of July 13th, and even July 13th, every weekend between now and then, I am going to be live on the air, either with just me or with a guest. So I hope you tune in, and I hope you would email me the themes or the things that you would like to know more about from life and from living. One of the things that were just talked about, I just tuned in right at the end, and I really didn't even hear the answer that the gentleman gave, was about 2012 and what we have to learn or know more about 2012. And I know that there have been many people who have asked about what do the Akashic Records say about 2012. And what's interesting about that is that within the Akashic Records, I need to make a distinction for you here. The Akashic Records rarely will tell us the future. What they will do is give us an idea of many probabilities or possibilities that that we can choose from. And so because you understand that nothing is written as absolute, there is no set future to what happens in 2012. Now, there are prophecies of what may happen or what could happen or what if we, I don't want to put a condition on this, but there are certain situations, there are many probabilities and possibilities, if you will, on what can happen in 2012. One of which is we can, as a human species, choose from a very deep soul place to choose to move into a higher level of being. And when the majority of the planet chooses to move into a higher level of being, it's as if the best way to explain it is that probability looks like moving into hyperspace. That's the picture they're showing me. Now, what I would also like to share with you is that what happens when I'm working with the records is I don't interpret anything. I tell you exactly what I see or hear or sometimes feel. So when I'm working with the records, that's the information. So if I give you a picture, it's not that I'm interpreting anything. It's just that I'm actually being shown a picture, and I share that picture with you. But we have a caller on the line, so I'd like to say hello, caller.
Hello.
Are you there? Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. What is your name, please?
This is Paris.
I'm sorry?
This is Paris.
Hi, Paris. How are you?
Good.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Illinois.
Illinois. Well, great, great. Have you listened to the show before, or is this your first time?
No, it's my first time.
Great, great. So what's your question for tonight? Do you have a question or something, a comment you'd like to share?
I have a question about the life pattern of my life.
Okay.
You see, what do you think in the future, what I do good in, like, what work do you think would I do good in, and And I also one more question about 2012 is, are we going to have a big pole shift or something like that, or we may have a delay in this? Because if people turn to good, we may have a delay.
Well, that's true. That's always a probability or a possibility. The 2012 pole shift is really has more to do with, it has to do with the scientific aspect of the weathers. And it also has to do with the emotional ability of humans to take on the responsibility for their own lives. So for example, you're asking about your career. What kind of work are you doing now, Paris?
I'm in school right now.
And how old are you?
About almost 16.
Almost 16, okay.
Yes.
All right, so right now you're in high school, is that right? And you're
yes.
going to be going to college. And so what's important for you to understand in your life right now is that as you move into the different possibilities for you to study, that you don't have to, there's nothing that you have to do right now other than choose to be open to what makes you feel good, to open to what form of career interests you. So the idea here is it's about developing your own inner knowing of what brings you joy.
I like a lot of spiritual stuff. So.
You like spiritual stuff. And are you also into herbal medicine?
Yeah, like ancient stuff. Like I have this device called the energy cleaner. It's basically a device that uses electrical energy, not real electricity, but it's energy that's from like universal energy, some kind of current that uses that heals your body with like natural energy, like most plants and animals have.
Now, did you create this, or did you?
I won it from some network, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Uh-huh.
That's often an alternative network where they basically tell you the truth about this country and what's going on.
Okay, and when you work with it, how does it make you feel?
It basically, you know, basically you get more energized, and you are way more energized than you regular when your body regular. You know, when you don't have it on, and it is the best, and it basically can cure cancer, and a lot of it's pretty interesting. But
okay, all right. What I'm saying to you is that as you're in school, what subjects are the ones that you like the best?
I usually like science and ancient history and like the ancient prophecies and stuff like that.
Okay, and. So are you asking about one of the things that's coming up that you may want to look into? Again, it's something for you to look into from a holistic healing point of view. Is there is a holistic healing university in Minneapolis, Minnesota?
Oh. Okay.
Where they actually study the healing arts. And you can get degrees in the healing arts from that university.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, it is. And it's something where you live on campus. It's a campus program. And so I don't know the exact name of it. They're not giving me that. But what the record keepers are suggesting for you is that you go up to the internet and you search on holistic healing universities.
So what is suggesting? Who is suggesting this?
The Akashic Record Keepers.
Oh, so they're suggesting this. Okay.
Yes.
I'll see that. Yeah.
So you want to go up online and move into holistic healing universities. They're also suggesting that you look into being a naturopath.
A naturopath?
Uh-huh. Are you familiar with being a naturopath?
That's like a natural healing and stuff like that?
Well, it gives you a degree as a doctor.
Okay.
as well, you know, it's like, so the idea here is to move into something that you feel passionate and excited about, so that you have a vocation, and you move into that vocation where you can do what you deeply want to do, which is help people.
Yeah, basically, you know, when I woke up after 9/11. That was the major pushing point of everything that came after that.
Uh-huh.
Right after 9/11, one day I was just on Google, and it was, I think life, all the things in life has a reason. So I just typed in the word prophecy in Google one day, and suddenly I get all these results, and this just suddenly changed everything else.
Right.
Just by, after 9/11, everything just totally, a couple of years after 9/11, everything changed.
Right, and it will continue to do so. So it's really about following your heart, Paris, and looking into what brings you the most amount of joy. Because at the age of 16, you have many, many probabilities or possibilities. There's not just one way.
So what is the university holistic what?
You want to go up online, like Google, and,
yeah,
and Google holistic universities.
Holistic universities, yeah, okay.
Holistic university, and then put Minneapolis, Minnesota, so
okay,
that they will, because I don't know the name of it, but there's a holistic university that teaches holistic. They have Chinese medicine, they have all sorts of different courses, and you can get a degree in holistic medicine from this university in Minnesota.
Okay, and what do you think about 2012 about? I read the Mayan prophecies and stuff like that. What do you think? Are we going to have a bull shift or something like that, or is it going to be pretty major?
Well, you have to, first of all, let me just be clear about what the Akashic Records will or will not do. They won't tell you the future. They will give you all the information you need in order to make the appropriate decisions. So what they're telling humanity right now is that we have an opportunity to shift into our own higher consciousness of making the decisions for our lives rather than moving into a space of fear.
Okay.
And so it's very important, especially at your age, the more people like you that can move into really looking at what they want to create in their life from a point of view of power, a personal power, not power over others, personal power. It's what is real important is you stepping into your own personal power to become very clear about what you want and how you want your life to look. The 2012 aspect, there's a probability that we will go into a dimensional shift. There's a probability that there will be some earth changes. There's a probability that some will feel nothing whatsoever and other people will feel a major shift. All of those things and more are possible.
Yeah,
and it doesn't have to be one way. It's how you or each individual moves into their own personal power of how that's going to shift for their soul group.
Yeah, and one thing is, suppose we have some good leaders. Like, suppose I heard in the United States, Ron Paul. He's a good leader, and he's trying to get the war out of the way. If suppose we have some good leader, and the corruption of the government does not occur, and suppose then we may just not have any big destruction. We may just turn into high dimension.
Like, that's right.
That's what I'm saying. If we can push that effort, you know, anything is possible.
That's correct. That's correct. But we have to remember that as much as we dislike our leaders right now or feel that it's inappropriate, the reality is we all are a part of that decision to bring that energy forward for us to learn by. So the quicker we can learn what we need to regarding this global situation, the quicker it will shift and we can actually get some different leaders in there.
So then when after the shift occurs, then will people feel the shift or... Like,
some people will and some people won't.
Oh, some people will be the same?
Yeah. Some
Why
people won't. Some people won't be ready, it's like anything else. Some people will, but it's up to each individual to take the responsibility to move into their own personal power.
Also, it's like having a channel, an energy that just passes you by because you have to, like, channel into it.
It's the right frequency and vibration, exactly.
Oh, okay. So then after shift, then people, society will be totally different.
It could be, yes.
Oh, okay. And I have one last question.
Sure.
Do you think that, so I should, what do you think about and the strange thing is I'm the only one in my family who believes in all this.
Okay, that's all right.
So it's kind of hard to go forward, you know what, because it's just the only one. Because all the other people just like really laugh.
Well, first of all, there comes a time where you cannot worry about what other people think.
Yeah.
And the other piece is, Paris, the more you shift and the more success you have in your own personal shifts, as far as moving into your own personal power and understanding what you want and being clear and doing well in school and really being focused, when you move into that arena, that situation, your family will see that you are actually improving and that your belief system is right for you.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, thanks, then.
Yeah. You're welcome, hon. Good luck to you. I hope you find out that information about the Holistic University in Minnesota.
Yeah, I'll just go on Google right now. Thanks.
Good. All right. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Bye. Well, that was lovely that we heard from a young person. I'll tell you something. When I was 16, all of this that we have available now, even though it was available, it wasn't right in front of us. I don't know about you guys, but I'm, you know, right now my youngest son is 30 years old, so things have shifted from a consciousness point of view on our planet. There's so many different things that we can look at. There's so much available now that our young people can look at. And there's so many spiritual young people out there that know more about spirituality in their young years than I knew until the age of 40. I mean, so they're very, very advanced, our young people, especially those indigo kids and the crystal kids that we have out there. Those young people are really paving the way for all of us. I have an email here from a lady in Louisville, Kentucky, and her question is, can you tell me, is there something I can do to improve my condition? Well, darling, you're going to need to be a little bit more specific about what the condition is, because that could be a lot of things. Let me explain something to you on that. Your questions, ladies and gentlemen, get us to the right area of the records. So the more specific your question, the better the answer. So, for example, as wonderful as a question as that is, the condition could be a health condition, it could be a physical condition, it could be a work condition, it could be a relationship condition. And so because this is not coming from psychic energy, and because the intention of the record keepers is to serve you specifically and answer what you ask, more specific about which condition you're talking about would be helpful. This lady's name is Toby. Thank you for emailing me, Toby. What I want to tell you is I will email you information on the workshops for Cleveland after the show. So, but thank you very much for asking, and please email a little bit more specific, or the line is open if you would like to call. And again, the toll-free number here in the United States is 877-876-5227. Or if you're in Canada, the toll-free number is 888-815-9756. Or if you just like to call direct, it's 530-876-3222. So, I have a little bit more clarity here. as I'm looking at this question. Ah, and the question we have here is about asthma, and that is a health condition. Okay. Now, so we want to understand what you can do to improve your condition of asthma. If you just give me a moment. Well, the first thing that comes forward, and again, I'm going to give you just a light answer here because this is a deep, much deeper question, or much deeper answer, actually, is, first of all, what's coming forward is that this particular health condition of asthma started, or the core issue came from a time of when you were a child, and there were emotional situations that created a smothering feeling, or there was a way that you were not able to be heard or seen. And right now, the issue around the asthma has to do with a truth that is in your life that needs to be spoken, and yet there is great fear around speaking your truth even to yourself. So one of a couple of recommendations here, without going into greater detail, is that number one, it would be very important for you to begin to move into a place of relaxation, a place of a way of centering yourself so that you become calm. Because what I'm being told is that that what's bringing the asthma on is stress. And so even before you have an asthma attack, it's going to be real important for you to move into at least once or twice, and if possible, three times a day of a 5 or a 10 minute relaxation program of moving into your center, taking some deep breaths, and just calming yourself and moving into a place of acceptance. That would be very important, is to move into a place of acceptance. Now, the other piece, would be that the other place would be is that the meditation would also open you up to a greater degree to your own spiritual guidance. And your own spiritual guidance is very important in this particular situation. And again, you really want to be able to move into a place of peace. What's important here, though, is the calming effect that the meditation would have, so that you would be able to move into a place of receiving knowledge and track the core issue of the asthma. Now, I understand, based on your email, that you believe it possibly could have been because of some childhood shots. what I'm hearing is there's more information here at a deeper level from an emotional point of view. And so it's really about you going deeper into your own personal emotional issues of what's not being, what you're not able to express. And so I would strongly urge you to go ahead and move into that space of moving into learning more about what your it's really more about you claiming your own personal power. That's what's very important. It's really about the personal power. There's a fear around personal power here. And so it's very important that you take a look at that from yeah. There's what I'm also hearing is that there's some type of upset, frustration, grief, sadness, or anger that, or all of the above, that hasn't been dealt with effectively, that's creating again a sense of loss, a sense of depression. I don't know what that's all about, but without going into deeper detail, again, your personal voice, your vibrational voice is helpful. Especially the other piece, just for our listeners' sake, when I do a consultation with anyone, I need their current full legal name. So when I'm only working with a part of a legal name, there's only partial information coming. So I understand that if you're on the air, you don't want to give your full first and last name. If you email me, please include your first and last legal name, even though I will never use it on the air. But I do need it to give you a complete answer. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Melody.
Hi, Melody. Where are you calling from?
San Diego.
Oh, San Diego. Wonderful, wonderful. Is this Melody from my level one class, Melody? Hello?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Oh, see, I recognized your voice. How do you like that?
Yes.
How are you doing these days?
I'm doing great.
Good. Talk to me. How can I help you?
Well, I've taken a Theta healing class
this
couple of weeks, and I've taken a couple more healing classes. And we were doing an exercise, and I started going into it, and this fear gripped me that I was able to contain and continue with the exercise. But we were looking for angels, guardian angels.
Uh-huh.
And I would like to know what this fear is about and where it's coming from. And do you have any information for me about this fear?
And so let me just see if I got this right. You were working in a Theta healing class.
Mm-hmm.
And you were supposed to be, what were you supposed to be doing? Looking for angels?
Yes.
For
the other participants, guardian angels, is a reading.
Uh-huh.
We were doing readings, and future, we're, looking for guardian angels or angels.
Okay.
And I did see her angels. This person had a lot of angels. But when I went into the exercise, I was just gripped with fear. And I, of course, didn't have the time to go in and so I would like more information about the fear that's coming up.
I'm still trying to get clear about this. What you're asking is, what is the fear about doing the theta healing technique, or what happened with this participant?
Where is the fear that I have coming from, and what is it wrapped up in? What's the meaning behind it? Because it's come up a couple of times.
But the fear is doing the work, right? The fear is doing the theta healing, and it's not the fear of finding your angels, right?
No, the fear has something to do with me, and I don't know if it's in a past life.
No. Hear what I'm asking you. Is the fear about doing the work with the theta healing, is like the fear comes up when you try to do theta healing or just work with this person?
The fear comes up when I'm. The fear comes up with other things. Where is this fear in my life coming from?
That is the question. The question, quite frankly, that's, Melody,
yeah.
It doesn't have anything to do with theta healing.
No, it has to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just one experience that I had that was real profound. But where is this fear coming from, and what does it mean in my life?
And how can you release it, right?
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know you have to help me with these questions.
That's okay. That's what this is all about. All right. So the idea here is, but just from a listener point of view, notice how asking the right question, getting at the core issue of the question, is important when you're working with the records, because that's what serves you, the receiver of this information. So we want to understand but what I'm hearing is the fear, Melody, has more to do with you standing in your own power and moving into what you truly love, and that's where the fear comes up, and that's the pattern. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It's holding me back.
Yeah, it is, big time. Okay, so that's what the... I'm sorry?
Where and why and what do I do to get rid of it?
Okay. All right. So here's what we're doing. Okay. So that's what we want to understand. So first of all, just give me a minute because I have to wait for the record keepers to talk to me. Okay. So Melody, first of all, it would be very important for you to explore There's a huge fear, not only of being wrong, but there is a fear of moving forward, because by moving forward, your life would change. It's like if you truly became as powerful as you know you are, your whole life would change your belief is that your whole life would change, and from the surrounding relationships you have to the way you would actually move into your right livelihood. The idea of moving into your right livelihood based on your healing talents would be the piece that is the scariest part. Now, part of this fear does have to do with the past life. And the past life is where you had, where you were actually it's like a goddess priestess is the picture they're showing me, where you, that's one lifetime, where for whatever reason, you weren't able to heal a child that was yours. And rather than understanding and knowing that that was the contract the child had, you blamed yourself for the death of that child.
Mm.
That's one lifetime. And another lifetime they're showing me is a time where you were a healer but you were more of a psychic healer. I mean, and that's not that there's anything wrong with that, but in this particular lifetime, you misused that power. And by so what you're dealing with here in this particular lifetime that we're in now is the aspect of guilt and fear of doing the wrong thing. Can you see how that plays?
Yeah, I can feel it.
Yeah, good.
Yeah,
okay, good.
I can
that,
feel
that,
it.
That's what's so important, that you feel the truth of that. And so so I'm going to ask the record keepers, what is the core issue, or what is the soul's intention of bringing that forth in this lifetime? What was the soul's intention here of bringing that forth? And I'm, by the way, listeners, because I know her full legal name, I'm using her full legal name silently as I ask the question. That's why we're able to get as deep as we're getting. Okay, so what was the soul's intention of bringing that forth in this lifetime? Are you listening privately right now?
Yeah.
And there was anybody else in your household can hear what I'm about to say?
No.
Okay. The reason I ask that is because what's about to come forward is a very private comment, in the fact that there's a fear that if you step into your own power, your immediate relationships will shift.
For the better or not?
Well, it's not for the better. It's not a matter of better or worse. It's about the fear for you is that you will no longer be, you will have to tell yourself the truth about what you want out of life. And when you stand in your own power, you will shift into a place of change. And the change is what you're afraid of. What?
It's change, okay.
You see what I'm talking? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, all of it.
Okay. And so the idea here is what's being recommended is for you to understand is that you can stand in your own power. And just because you stand in your own power, Melody, doesn't mean that you would ever have to diminish another person. What it would mean is that by standing in your own power, you would move into a space of teaching people to treat you differently.
Okay.
And by teaching people to treat you differently, your relationship would shift. And how it would shift would be the free will choice of the other person, because you will always be who you are.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Okay. And then would you ask them, what's the best path to accomplish this change?
Sure. That's a great question. Okay, so from this point forward, the recommendation is that you begin to tell yourself the truth about how you want it to be. And move into being willing to receive divine intervention and divine expansion.
I need a little clarity on divine intervention and divine expansion.
What all you need to do is pray for it.
Okay.
In other words, it's about being willing to receive it. It's so the idea is that what they're showing me is it's like you are now at a crossroads where you've basically hit the wall.
You're right.
okay, you just hit the wall and you can't deal with this any longer. It's something has got to give, basically.
Yes.
And so the prayer here is that I am willing to receive the divine intervention in harmony and joy for my highest good. Did you write that down?
Yeah, for my highest good.
Yeah, and anybody else who's listening can certainly use that prayer. I am willing to receive divine intervention in harmony and joy for my highest good.
Okay.
And at the same time, all right, the change, wait just a minute, let me get this. And I am, I am willing, write this down now, please. I am willing to move into the aspect of divine love and receive my personal power from there.
Okay.
Now, the other piece that's so important is it's very important. Now, you remember the grace points that you learned in the class?
Right.
It's very important that when you're saying these prayers, you use your grace points to anchor that in. At the same time, when you receive toxic comments or toxic actions around you, use the grace points to release those aspects so they don't stay in your field.
Okay.
Okay. And then the other piece is that it is also recommended that you open your own personal records and sit in that energy of love.
Okay.
And ask to be shown how it feels to show. So you open up your records and you ask the masters, teachers, and loved ones to ask them to show you how it feels to be in your own personal power.
Oh, power.
Yeah, ask them how it feels. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
To be in your own personal power.
Okay.
Because once they show you what it feels like, then you can use that as a barometer for other things. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
And if for some reason you're having a hard time connecting, which just sit in the energy and start to write down whatever you're feeling.
Okay.
Okay. Sometimes when people have issues around this fear or around not trusting or stepping in their power, even though you're in the records, it's sometimes you have a hard time believing in your records, and so you say I'm not there, and it blocks it, and they'll pull back. So you want to be able to just start journaling your feelings and journaling what was just said, that you're willing to receive the divine intervention of love. Okay. And just start writing that and allow your own personal energy to expand. Just sit there and be in it.
Okay.
Is that helpful?
Yes, very much.
Okay. Yeah. And just as an FYI, I'm going to be doing a teleconference on Tuesday for folks who are in a level one. Most of them are from Philadelphia, but anyone's welcome to join in as long as you've had at least a level one workshop. And if you're interested in knowing more about that, Melody, just email me. My PC blew up and I'm missing records here. I'm missing emails. So if you're interested, let me know.
Yeah, I'm very interested. What time Tuesday?
I think it's going to be a night. I don't think I know. It's going to be at 7 o'clock Eastern.
Okay.
So it should be 4 o'clock your time.
Okay, I can do that.
But do email me and I'll give you the details.
I will do that.
And anybody else is out there that has taken a level one and is curious about it, the email is akashicwisdom@aol.com. Just email me and I will send you information about the call. And even if you've taken a level one from another teacher, just let me know who you are and when you took the workshop so that I can verify it with the other teacher, and you're welcome to come on my the conference call. So that's for the listeners.
And you'll be back in San Diego.
I'm going to be back in San Diego doing a level one, level two, the end of September.
September?
Yep, end of September. September, I want to say 28th, 29th, and 30th. That's when, yes, 28th, 29th, and 30th of September.
Okay. You didn't have it up online yet.
Well, I don't have it on my website. I don't have any of my current dates on my website. But if somebody emails me, I've got my current schedule on my email.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And please keep in touch and call me if you have any other challenges or you'd just like to share with me how that works for you.
I will.
Okay.
And thank you very much because this is something that, I really want to get into and to find out where this was coming from. I also want you to know that I really enjoy your forgiveness and your wisdom in meditations.
Oh, you're talking about the forgiveness CD and the wisdom place as well?
Yes.
You got all three of them, didn't you?
I got all three of them.
Yeah, good.
Yeah,
good.
And last week on Wednesday when I did my breath work, I started with the forgiveness.
Oh, that's wonderful. For your whole group?
Well, it was just me. I've been doing self-sessions for a couple of months.
Great,
and,
good.
I feel very selfish about it, but they've been very powerful for me.
That's
and
important.
I started with the forgiveness, with your forgiveness CD, and then went into my breath work, and then I did some healing techniques on me, and when I was done, I was in a very healed state.
Well, that's wonderful.
Good for you. I just want you to know that the forgiveness meditation really does work for me.
Oh, that's great. That's great. That's wonderful. Well, I thank you so much for calling, Melody. It was wonderful hearing from you, and please keep in touch.
Well, thank you so much.
All right, darling. And I look forward to getting your email, and I look forward to seeing you in September.
You certainly will see me in September. Take care and much love.
Okay, darling. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, folks, we're almost out of time here. We're about 2 minutes to the hour. I want to tell you how much I appreciate every single one of you that is listening, that's sending light, that's sending love, that emails me, that is interested in taking classes. You are all the reason I do this. Every single one of you is so important. And you think I can't see you, and you think I can't feel you, but the record keepers tell me you're out there. And each program is dedicated to letting you know how much you are loved. So at this point, please email me for my newest schedule that takes care of end of June, July, and September, all the way up till December. Please email me, and I can email you the schedule so you can come to a class if you'd like. And please email me your questions, call me for consultations, and let me know you're listening. So with that, I'm going to close the records for this wonderful program of Akashic Wisdom by saying I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of all those wonderful beings of light, both seen and unseen. We ask that their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you all look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records and say amen, amen. The records are now closed for the Akashic Wisdom program on June 17th, 2015. 2007. Amen. Blessings to you all. Bye-bye for now. Talk to you next.